Now ready to go, the Hotel Tropicana Special number 6. And of course, you realize it's powered by one of the famed Novi engines. And Bobby Unser is the driver. Bobby Unser, young fella here at the Speedway, in his first year of driving. Andy Granatelli, the chief mechanic, and away he goes. Bobby Unser, let's send him on his way, wish him a lot of luck. Joining USAC. First, Bobby looks forward to a very successful career in USAC competition and also here at the 500-mile race. Andy Granatelli is the chief mechanic. There is one Novi in the starting field right up there in that front row, and that is driven by Jim Herdeby. Car number 6 on the track, the Hotel Tropicana Special. Number 4 turn onto the straightaway. His speed was flashed to him at the last moment by the pit crew. 2 practice laps have now been completed. If he's going to take the green flag, he must do it this next time around. First, Bobby Unser is making his first attempt at qualification, has no strikes against him at all.
Looks like he's moving right along, going very well through that first corner. Through the short stretch. Off the throttle as he drops down into that number two turn. Back on it again as he heads down the backstretch. Bobby Unser. Yes, he's moving. He's past the halfway point, heading toward the end of the backstretch. There's the good news on the time. 1 minute and 33 hundred seconds. The speed, 149.180. Moving through the fourth corner. He's in the straightaway. Still on it. Off it now momentarily, going through that first corner. You can hear him as he gets back on the throttle, going through the short stretch. Decelerating into the second corner. Back on that throttle hard now as he heads down the backstretch. Halfway around on this lap. Here's something that's amazing. Identical lap. 1 minute, 33 hundred seconds. The speed, 149.180. Well, there's a rarity, and he's moving toward the fourth corner. Here he comes. Off the corner, into the straightaway, coming down for the white flag. One lap to go in a qualifying attempt. He's moving through that first corner. Bobby's doing a beautiful job as he goes through the corners with this number six, Tropicana Special. Down through the number two turn now. Straightening out as he goes down the backstretch once more. Halfway around, a half a lap to go to complete his qualifying attempt. Bobby Unser. More good news here, the time faster. 1 minute, 14 hundred seconds. The speed, 149.651. And he's moving through the fourth corner, coming out into the straightaway. Here he comes. Pat Benam, the team starter. Bobby Unser, the Tropicana Special. Our fans, I know a lot of you can't see it, but there's a great deal of excitement and jubilation going on among the pit crew of Bobby Unser's car number six. We already have one of those Novi-powered beauties in the field. Right up in the front row, we notice Gene Marcinak also down there, who's been with that famous engine for years. And he's real happy, too. And I know that as you applaud Bobby Unser as he comes in, you're also applauding a hard-working crew that's gotten two cars now in. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the speed. His fourth lap was his fastest, 1 minute, 13 hundred seconds. And the speed, 149.676. Here he comes, Bobby Unser. Let's give him a real salute all the way down.
The area behind the control tower, the traditional release of the balloons prior to the start of the race. And now Jim Phillippe.
Now racing fans, here is the race car, Sam Hanks, the director of racing, and the driver of the car, his passenger, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Mr. Tony Hallman. It's time, the big moment we've been waiting for. And now for those famous words, Here is the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Mr. Tony Allman.
Gentlemen, start your engine. And with the traditional gentlemen, start your engines, the mighty roar goes up from here at the starting line. As the pit crew busy themselves, but starting the engines on the high-powered speedway type cars, it's the fastest field in history. On the call, Parnelli Jones. On the inside, Jim Herneby. On the outside, Todd Clanson. The pace car is pulling away. The first row is away. All three cars moving behind the pace car. Roger Ward is moving. Jim Clark is moving. The field is gathering behind the pace car now, the number one turn. All of the first four rows are away. Car number 52 has yet to be started, but Boyd Ruby. Car number 29 is away, driven by Dempsey Wilson. They're still working, but Ambrose's car number 32, still working frantically to start Ambrose's car, and this is the only car that has not moved away from the starting position, and it will start it. And now Ambrose leaves the starting line, and there's the field on the track. All of the field now on the track and moving behind the Chrysler 300 pace car. They're at the midway point down the backstretch. On the pole is Parnelli Jones. On the middle of the first row, Jim Herneby's on the outside, Don Branson. All of the pit crews have left the track and are moving back to their assigned pit areas. The field now moving down the back stretch. Starter Pat Badan, waiting here at the starting line. United States Auto Club officials are ready. The pace car is moving now to the number four turn. Everybody up for the start and wish them Godspeed on this running of the 500 mile race. Moving out of the number four turn and onto the straightaway. The pace car bringing them down the straightaway. Now this the parade lap. The 11 rows of three. 11 rows of three. On the call is Parnelli Jones. A beautiful sight indeed on this the parade lap, and the next time around, the green flag will be flashed by starter Pat Badan, and the race will be on. The field now moving through the south short straightaway at the south end of this 2.5 mile course. The pace car moves through the number two turn, pulling on to the back stretch. Parnelli Jones and his qualifying speed, 151.153 miles an hour. The 1962 race record for the full 500 miles, which should be broken today. Over 140 miles an hour. Parnelli Jones holds the record for the first lap of the race. That last year, 142.971 miles an hour. Roger Ward's record last year, 140.293 in winning the 500-mile race. Waiting to catch sight of them now as they move into the number four turn. The field still moving to the number three turn. They're in the short chute at the north end of the track. The pace car moves to the number four turn. Starter Pat Madden is ready. Chief Stewart Highland Spengler also at the starting line to take a look as they come down that straightaway. The pace car moving down on the straightaway. Parnelli Jones on the pole. The pace car moving off into the pit area. And the green flag is on. Jim Herdebees on the outside of the number two position passes Roger Ward. And Jim Herdebees is second. Parnelli Jones is first. Going down the backstretch, Parnelli Jones still in the lead, with Jim Herdebees right after him. And car number 56 and Roger Ward is third in car number one. The leaders are at the back end. The ends of the back straightaway. Parnelli Jones got into the turn first. Roger Ward moved into second position going into the turn. And then was overtaken by Jim Herdebees of the South Chute. And here they come. And it's a battle between Jones and Herdebees for the lead. Jones and Herdebees fighting it out for the lead.
The yellow flag is out. It's on the report.
contact with the wall.
Bobby Unser hit the wall. He's out of the car and he's okay.
There's Art Malone coming in again in car number 75, making his second pit stop. Let's watch this time, starter Pat Badan. All eyes on him now as the field comes down. Yellow flag.
seem to be ready. There the aircraft goes down. Farnelli pulling out of the pit. In the pit, Farnelli Jones, 56 seconds. Farnelli Jones in the pit, 26 seconds. Farnelli Jones, Clark, and McCluskey.